response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
No, bad dog. Did you look outside yet? 98.9 The Buzz.
I did.
Aren't you lucky?
I didn't
not
see anything.
It was blowy and snowy a little bit driving in this morning. What a difference a day makes. Today, here we are. It's Suzanne and Sandy. We're supposed to get a little more depending on where you were. But can you imagine a giant, like, say you get a latte at Starbucks. And on top, they put whipped cream, and you start stirring it counterclockwise, so it looks like a teardrop going around the cup. That teardrop is just above us and a little bit over, a little bit further. If it was just a couple of miles this way, we'd be getting snow. As a matter of fact, they're going to be getting accumulation east of Rochester in what I understand, Watertown, New York. I was talking to my brother yesterday. They're bracing for inches.
That is horrible.
I know.
That ain't right.
Oh, it's not right. So officially today, wind advisory with gusts up to 50 miles an hour, cold and windy, and possible flakies. Any accumulation will be mostly east, only 32. Lucky if we hit 32 degrees. We're at 24, 26 degrees right now. And it's biting out there. 15 to 25 mile an hour winds. Bah! And it could gust up to 50.
Oh, my God. If you work construction or you work outside, I feel so bad. There dudes are working on my house, and I'm like, oh, my God, do you want to? I set out the Keurig for them and some snacks. I'm like, come in the garage, warm up. Come in the house if you want. And they're like, okay, yeah, thanks, ma'am. It's freaking free. And yesterday wasn't as cold. It was cold.
It was not bad yesterday.
It wasn't bad, I guess.
In the sun, it was nice, yeah.
It was sunny. That helped. But today, I don't even know if they're coming. I won't be mad if they're like, listen,
that was
woman.
My question. Would they, if they call and say, listen, weather-wise, I know it's just going to be cold. It's not going to be torrential pours and stuff like that. But do you mind if we skip a day? You'd be okay with it?
I wouldn't hate that. Huh. No, I'd be like, fine. I'm fine. But I don't know. They just kind of show up. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
There's not a lot of communication. They just
If you call them and said, don't come tomorrow because it's going to be cold.
No, I'm not doing that. Oh. I'm not their mother. Oh. I want the job done.
Okay.
My house looks like a disaster right now.
But you'd be good if they just said, called in the sick day. I'm like, hey, can't do it.
Yeah, I think I'd be okay. I'm not that person who's like... you know, it could slow me down than when I pay him the next, you know. That's fine.
I'm going to take an extra day. My son called me up. He's got, workers, the guys that do like rebuilds and stuff for the houses. And he said one of his guys called and said like four of them, because they all work closely together indoors, they all got sick.
Oh,
because you're being around each other and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, no, that's really
like
going to slow.
Guys. Yeah.
Sometimes it's like the next team can't come in until that first team finishes up. That's going to slow it down, especially if they get... I mean, it's going around bad, and the sickness that everybody's getting is lasting forever.
Yeah. My daughter has bronchitis, my five-year-old, back from Florida. I'm sure everybody on the plane was happy to hear. You know, she's got the antibiotics in her for more than 24 hours, so it's just, like, not contagious. But still, my wife's like, that was the worst ride back from Florida yesterday.
Oh,
everybody's looking at this.
Everybody hated your kid.
Yeah.
Hated your kid. They wanted to throw your kid off the plane.
Yeah. Flush her down the toilet. I picked her up, them up at the airport yesterday, and we just, for some reason, wanted to go get, like, a burger. So we went to Charlie's in Webster.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, like a dining bus.
Sure.
Whatever. And at the end of the meal, she started coughing. And Jill, she's like, let's go, let's get out of here. Like,
yeah, you got to get out. Not when people are eating either.
You take Ellie to the car, and I'll clean up the tray and put, you know, you bring it to
That's
the,
almost, was she coughing the entire time?
No, right near the end. She's going to start having a coughing fit. Let's get out of here. Whoa.
Okay. Yeah. Because if she's coughing the entire time, that you should not bring your
No, it would have been takeout at that point. She really didn't cough much until like halfway through dinner. Yeah,
she
know
got
what
it
was?
All out of her system on the plane.
You know what Jill thinks it was? She goes, well, you know what caused it? I'm like, well, because she wanted a milkshake. She's like, well, the milk and the milkshake makes her cough. I'm like,
yeah. You're not supposed to have dairy when you're sick.
Why is that?
I don't know. That's just what doctors told me, so I believed them. My doctor neighbors. It's not good to have dairy when you're sick. It's an incubator for germs, I guess, and it creates more phlegm. I don't know. I just listen.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I didn't know.
I don't question. That's kind of bad, isn't it? When a doctor says something, I just take it as God. Like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, well, he's a doctor. He knows what he's talking
that's
about.
That's fine.
They could just be messing with you.
Right? He totally could.
Listen,
you're supposed to
collect all your toenail clippings and eat them if you have a cold.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
no problem. Ma'am. We'll do that. It's 98.9 of Buzz. Good morning. Tuesday on it. 24 degrees in Newark, 25 in Rochester, and a bit of snowflakes today. Don't complain. It'll change. It's Pizzano and Sandy on 98.9 of Buzz.
It won't last long. Hey, listen, is there a road you can think of right now that it's just... Without a doubt, somebody's speeding on that road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like maybe you yourself find yourself speeding. You're like, oh, crap. It's like Peck Road for me, driving to SUNY Brockport. Like Peck Road is, there's nothing. There's nothing on Peck Road. It's just straight.
Right.
And you find yourself like, I'm speeding. And, oh, the police are looking for you, too. That's like classic in Greece.
Yeah.
Is there a road in Webster that's
like
known to speed?
Yeah, like Empire Boulevard going up and down the hill at the end of the bay. That's like 8,000 lanes wide, and it's like 45.
Okay, yeah. So maybe some of our roads should try this, because there's a road in Pennsylvania, actually, that is known to speed. And the town is like, listen, what could we do? What could we do? Oh, I got it. Let's... make it almost, looks like if you're driving on that road, mm-hmm. It almost looks like you are at an amusement park driving a crazy car or something.
Okay, what's happening?
They make the lines on the road squiggly, zigzag. You are going in and out, and the neighbors of the town are not very happy about it. This is a news story I saw about
Okay, take a listen.
I think it's an eyesore. I think it's ridiculous.
I think it's awkward.
Neighbors agree that speeding is a big problem on Gray's Lane. Many also agree this new street design wasn't the best way to address it. Montgomery Township Police addressed community complaints in a follow-up Facebook comment saying the new measure was discussed at length with township experts, adding in part, quote, our highway safety officers and traffic engineers have determined that this is the best course of action for the area to ensure the safety of local residents.
I think speed bumps would have gone a lot further as far as slowing people down on this road in particular.
Put the money into something else. Figure out another solution.
Now, can I just say, can I make an editorial comment here?
Yeah.
Have you ever driven in rural Pennsylvania?
I hate driving through Pennsylvania.
We're so lucky. I mean, you can complain about our roads here, but man, Pennsylvania is like...
It's
like, dude, the DOT's like, well... You know, Roscoe there was a little drunk when he was driving the paint truck, so we're just going to say it's a squiggly line meant to slow traffic down.
Yeah, we're going to claim that there's been engineers and science or whatever to back it up. I hate driving through. But when we drive to Florida, I always somehow get that leg of the tour of the drive, and I'm like, hate. It's so, you're like... All of a sudden, you're residential. All of a sudden, you're on the expressway. All of a sudden, you're residential.
Yeah, it's
all of
just
sudden
like
you're in creepy town where you think you're going to get killed.
Or like the expressway awful. Ends, and then you have to do a couple side roads, get back on another one. Like,
oh, it's awful, awful. But anyhow, so the video is so funny watching these cars. It looks like you're taking you're going through an obstacle course. Like, you
so describe
they,
this. It's a straightaway, but the yellow line on either side of the two lanes.
Yep. And the center lane line.
Oh, and the center line squares too.
Yeah, you totally have to drive. And then they were the news station, whoever it was like trying to see how many cars would follow the squiggly and how many cars would just drive straight.
Straight, yeah. Right.
And a lot of them did follow the squiggly, and it does slow you down because you have to keep turning your wheel. But it looks like, you know how they do those, testing out vehicles?
Like a test course, yeah.
That's what it looks like, a test course. It is I'm like, that actually looks fun. I think all our roads should be like that.
Do you do that when you drive? Do you follow the lines like to religiously? Like, there's
a
turn off.
Aren't you supposed to?
Well, of course, but there's like, but if you enter like, you know, the fastest point between two points is a straight line, right? To go, okay, so I'm going Bay Road near the movie theater, and there's Abbott's on the other side.
Yep.
And
okay.
If you take a left, it's kind of like almost like a Y.
Yes. Yeah.
Merge. But you could just cross all the lines and stuff and just kind of head straight into that Y.
No, you don't do that.
But the lines say, come up there, take a quick left and a hard right, and then you're on the Y.
And what do you do? Because you live in Webster.
I follow it religiously. Then I see cars in front of me blowing over the lines and kicking up the gravel.
You can't do that. The lines are there for a reason. You can't just dictate when you follow the lines.
I know.
So, Webster, you guys wouldn't follow this squiggly line thing.
Well,
and is it
I
better
would.
Than a speed bump?
Yeah, it's better than a speed bump. I hate speed bumps.
I hate speed bumps, too.
And maybe it was more cost effective to not install speed humps. You know?
Well, yeah, that lady who said, that one neighbor who was like, yeah, why put the money somewhere else? Like,
yeah, okay.
You're trying to slow down traffic. What else are you going to do? You either put a stop sign or a light or a speed bump.
Yeah. I mean, to build a roundabout would be, like, way more expensive.
Oh, no, we ain't doing roundabouts. Come on. That's ridiculous. But I thought that was funny.
Funny story. So. Good old backward Pennsylvania driving.
Yeah. They're thinking out of the box. So, again, what's that street for you? We need squiggly lines.
You've heard of the OG, right? This is the COU. Rochester, New York. I like to do the Kevin Bacon theory. Center of universe. COU. Center of the universe.
I was like, wait. COU.
Yeah, the
COU.
Hold
on. It's taking me a second to figure out what the hell he's saying.
Yeah.
Listen, we are.
We are.
I took this, what I just discovered, this study.
Uh-huh.
And I took it as it means that we are the best looking people.
Okay. All right.
We're better looking. We're way better looking than Buffalo.
Of course we are. It's 98.9 to Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy with you, by the way. Hi, Lo.
So we apparently are healthy. We are one of the healthiest cities in the country. And when you're healthy, you're good looking, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, you got a garbage plate.
I know it is. See, that's the funny part of all of this. And that's the first thing everybody says. Like, wait, what? You guys made it on the list way better than Buffalo and you're known for the garbage plate?
Yeah, man.
It's all good. I'm going to take it and run with it. So apparently New York has four of the healthiest cities in the country, but they compared more than 180 of the most populated U.S. cities across 41 key metrics.
Nice.
Ranging from medical visits to fruit and vegetable consumption.
Nice.
To green space, because they say it's where you live, it's your surroundings that has a big influence on how healthy you are. And green space is part of that. So we were number 40 on the list.
Nice.
Out of 180, that ain't bad.
Nah. Yeah. I'm in, you know, top third, whatever.
Buffalo is 64, so we kicked their ace.
What about Syracuse?
Syracuse isn't on the list.
Bah!
It was in New York. It was right. It was Rochester, Buffalo, Yonkers, and New York City.
Okay. Huh.
Those were the four from the state. Yeah. So there you go, people. We healthy.
You know, I can see that. I mean, one of the metrics should be the availability of the food. And I mean, God bless our beloved Wegmans, right? I mean, they lay it all out. They lay out extra healthy for you to be kind of healthy. You know what I'm saying? They've let that boundary go way out, you know, so we can actually have those choices.
You say that. Now, there are things that we are eating. This is the perfect segue into this, because I was eating something last night, veggie straws, you know, those veggie straws. And I told my husband to buy them at the store because I'm like, they seem like healthy. There's a, you know what, out there they're called veggie straws. They gotta be healthy. On the label, on the packaging, it says good for you or something like that, like healthy food or something.
No, they just meant it's good for you that you bought our product. Good for you.
You know what it is. So I'm gonna give you two things and you tell me which one is healthier. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, what is healthier?
Okay. Would you rather, do you think you should have baked chips or regular chips?
Let me see. What is healthier?
Well, what would you reach for?
I would reach for the baked chips.
Yeah? So would everybody. Well, baked chips might sound better, but they're often made with added starches and sugars to replace the flavor lost in baking. Mean, and they're highly processed, way more than regular chips.
Right.
Just buy the regular chips that have fewer ingredients, they say.
Or no chips. Okay, next.
Or no chips. Yeah, right. But if you buy it, like some packages will just say potato, oil, salt. That's
right.
It.
Yeah.
Clean three ingredients. Those are way better than the baked chips that are processed.
That's something.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
Multigrain bread versus whole wheat bread.
Multigrain versus whole wheat. I would say,
come on, we're Rochesterians. We're supposedly healthier.
Whole wheat.
Multigrain doesn't mean whole grain. Most people would say multigrain bread. You are right, Scotty.
Oh, wow.
Multigrain bread is processed white flour with just a sprinkle of seeds. Whole wheat has more fiber and nutrients.
Right. Oh, my God.
Okay, so you can go. Right, nice. Okay, which one are you reaching for? Frozen yogurt or ice cream?
I guess I'm reaching for frozen yogurt.
You would think.
Yeah, no.
Froyo can actually have just as much or more sugar as ice cream. And some brands add artificial flavors and sweeteners to boost the taste. So opt for a small scoop of real ice cream. It might be a better option.
Ain't that something?
Isn't that crazy? There is so much within the marketing of...
it's true, though. It is. Yeah. Ugh.
It's insane. Like, I bought those, like, bars, you know, the little whatever bars, protein bars, whatever they are. For my daughter, here's a quick thing. Throw it in your lunch. It's easy. It's quick. It has all, supposedly, I thought, it's a lot of nutrients,
it's
right?
Like bird seed and glue. Oh, this ought to be good.
No, it's terrible. I'm looking at all the ingredients, and it's like all the alarms and bells are ringing.
It's packed full of horrible.
Packed full of, like, yeah, the free radicals, toxins, whatever they call it nowadays. Yeah. Terrible.
And you're super focused. Now wait, when you said veggie straws, I immediately was like, gang, no. They're deep fried and processed and gross, right? Just because it's got the word veggie in it?
Yeah.
It's basically, they're like Cheetos in a different form.
But on the packaging, it's just like, you know, a healthy alternative. And it's all like healthy, healthy. We're healthy. It's like, blatant lies.
There used to be regulation on that stuff, right?
There used to be. I don't know, but isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. So, I love it. Yeah. Well, watch what you eat, and like we always say, eat as close to the ground as possible. Not your face, but whatever, where the food comes from.
Yeah, right. And just be proud. We're number 40 on the list, baby.
Okay, let's go for 39 healthiest for next year. Hey, you, 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano Sandy Tuesday. It's time to play Never Have I Ever. Scott's Pisano, Sandy Waters, and Shannon's on the line. Good morning, Shannon. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Have you heard us play this before?
I have.
Yeah.
And oh, okay, so you know what you're getting into.
She sounds a little disappointed.
I know what I'm getting into.
The tone in your voice is awesome. First, you're like, good morning. And then you're like,
Okay, here we go. We're going to have some fun with this. I got a pair of tickets to go to Del Lago Friday night. I'll tell you the details in a second. So we're all going to play Never Have Ever. You have to guess whether Sandy and I have or not. And we'll try to guess whether you have or not. Does that sound?
All right.
You ready, Sand?
Yeah.
Okay. Shannon, never have you ever eaten something off the floor and justified it with the 5-second rule. And that's don't answer yet, but think how Sandy and I will answer.
I want to say yes.
Well, you're talking to one right here. Yes, absolutely.
Scott has eaten his steak out of the garbage when his family is like.
Yeah, it didn't touch anything. There were no coffee that's grounds on it.
You keep saying that. I still don't know if I buy it.
And Sandra, I think she hasn't.
I think she has.
You think you have?
Well, okay. In my entire life, I'm almost freaking 50. Yeah, I have. Is it my proud moment? No. Can I count it on one hand? Yes.
Oh, well, but then what was it then?
Oh, God, I don't. I don't. It was probably...
Probably something sweet, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. It was something that had, like, expensive. Like, shrimp. If a shrimp falls out, oh, yeah, I'm picking up that shrimp. You know what I mean? It's, like, expensive food. Or the meal's, like, completely done. It's like, okay, we're not ruining this. We're not.
Do you think Shannon's eating something off the floor? 5-second rule?
I kind of feel like we all have. So I would say, yeah, even Shannon has.
I don't know, unless she's like a germ freak. I'm going to say she has. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Let me see. Never have I ever used my phone as a mirror to check for boogers.
Oh, yeah.
Sandy has. Yes, has.
I want to say has.
Yeah, has.
Yeah.
Have you?
Again, haven't we always, all of us?
I don't think I ever have. Well, I always use my finger. Oh,
ew, you're disgusting. You're disgusting when you check for buggers.
Guys don't use their phone. Yeah, but guys don't use their phone as mirrors.
Well, you should start because it's gross.
Hey, you got a cliffhanger.
Shannon totally has because I think, yeah.
Have you, Shannon?
You have, right?
Yes, I have.
Yay! Yeah.
You're actually kind of going easy on us, Scotty.
I know. I thought. Well, I was just trying to make it a little squirmy. All right. How about you said, anybody, never have I ever said, you too, when the waiter says, enjoy your meal.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear that one, Shan?
Yes. Yeah, I think we all have.
We all have.
Yeah, I think we all have.
I'm trying to think of it. Enjoy your meal. Okay, you too.
Yeah, you say it right. Like,
it's yeah. Because I have it.
What's that?
I think it's just one of those habits. It's like having a good day. You too.
Yeah, you too. Right.
Yes,
okay, yeah.
Right.
All right. Wow. All right. Okay, and bonus question. Have ever blamed a silent fart on an innocent child or pet?
Oh, jeez. Scott owns it. I say Scott owns it.
I look right at the dog. I'm like, bad dog. I don't think Sandy has because she's never tooted. There's $1,000 reward up for grabs on the wall. Yeah, no,
that is true. That is a true statement.
Never have?
I don't think Shannon has either.
Have you?
No, I have not.
Nope.
I thought you did. All right. Well, Shannon, that's cool. Thank you for playing Never Have I Ever with us this morning. And now we can all relate to you. Now we're going to nuzzle up to you because you've got an extra ticket for you and a guest to go to Friday night's show down at Del Lago at the Vine Showroom. You're going to see the ultimate 90s party. It's called Fool House, the VMA store, Friday night. And tickets are on sale at DelLagoResort.com. But I'm going to hook you up. All right. You're going to guest going to the casino.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, sounds good. Yay, Shan, thanks for playing this morning. Are you at work? Are you on your way to work today?
I'm already at work.
Yeah, do you want to give him a free plug, or will you get fired?
Okay,
leave it there. Hold the line. I need one more bit of info from you. Stay right there.
Let's see. It's how they delivered his package, not once, but three times, where it's going to be up for debate. Is there any justification in this?
Yeah, sorry. It's 99 to Buzz. Good morning to your Tuesday morning. It's snowing out. It's flaking. It's only 25 degrees. It'll get to 30, 31, and windy, gusty today. The wind advisory in effect.
All day today?
Yeah. Till 4.
Okay, so while you look at the Facebook page, our Facebook page, because we share their video from the Buzz fam, he posted it to his page, and he said that we could share it on ours.
Yeah,
so go
local.
Look at that video. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And while you do search out the Buzz on Facebook, Del Monte, we got to just give you a heads up. On Thursday, the spa at the Del Monte for Mother's Day, we're treating two moms to come to the spa with me, and we're going to have a spa day together.
Yep.
On April 22nd is the spa day at 4:30. So that's our appointment. It's already booked, ready to go. We just got to find two people now to come with us.
That won't be hard.
So on Thursday, we're going to play Last Caller Standing.
Yes.
So just keep it in mind. If there's a mom that you want to play for or you yourself want to go to that spa treatment on the 22nd.
Yeah, and hook you up for Mother's Day. So we'll do it Thursday. We'll do another one on Friday. So then you get to go with Sandy. So this is this guy, like, there's three different instances that this is how he's delivering his packages.
Yeah, there's three, right.
Yeah.
At first I was like, is this the same video three times? And I reached out to him and he's like, no, that's three different times. He seems like a very nice guy, but he's just fed up with how his delivery guy delivers the packages. And he just tosses them, like legitimately throws them on his front porch.
Yep.
takes the picture, walks away.
That's in a box. Probably got padding in it. Just tumble it onto the porch. Whee!
Chucks it.
And
chucks
then
it
take
is
a picture.
A good description.
Yeah.
Well, you have to, right? That's part of his gig.
I thought they had to take a picture of, like, the label. I don't know. Maybe just to prove that
just
it was on the stuff.
Yep. Yeah. Proof that it was delivered. And, of course, you know, our listener who posted it was like, yeah, this ain't right.
And he made some shade about his
shoes,
too.
So, what do you think?
It was pretty funny. Yeah, I know. I think universally it's probably not the best thing, especially if you know there's delivery drivers know if there's a camera around,
well,
right?
Well, that's what gets me is like everybody has a camera. Like the Ring camera sometimes isn't even hidden. Like it's not like you have to really look hard for it. It's right there.
Right.
You don't care? Like do you forget that cameras are watching us because cameras are always watching us that you almost don't even think about that? Or you really just don't give a darn. Or maybe he thinks, hey, yeah, like you said, it's packaged. It should be packaged in a way that...
Yeah, it's got bubble wrap in it.
You expect it to be handled and tossed around a little bit.
Okay, if it doesn't say Virgile, then I'm not going to be Virgile with it, right?
This is like the airport, too. When you see you're sitting, you're waiting for the flight to take off, and you look out the window and you see them loading the plane with the luggage, or
they just
chuck it. It's like what?
Anybody who spends a lot of money on luggage is basically a fool. Why would you spend a ton of money on really nice luggage when it's just going to be treated like all the other luggage, probably even worse?
So does it make it right? If you're assuming that to be, does it make it right? Can anyone justify the way this guy is delivering the packages?
Nah, I can't. I don't know really what's in it.
Okay, so what do you do at this point now? If you're our listener who, you post it to social, would you do that?
Yeah, I'd post it to social, but I'd also be passive aggressive. So next time a package is delivered, I would have like a big dog bed out there, like a little mattress on the front porch so they can place package here with a little sign so they can like poof it off into the big pillow.
I'm trying to think. I don't know what, because is it the same guy? It's the same guy.
It looked like the same guy, yeah.
Do you delivery guys like have the same route where it's the same house? You get to know the people.
I'm pretty sure they got their roots.
So do you leave a note? Do you complain? Do you want this person fired? Because a lot of people commented on his post saying that person should be fired. Don't be that lazy. Would you want to get someone fired? If your post about them, the way they deliver their package, would get them fired?
No,
would you be okay with
it? I would want them getting fired. Just like, hey, be a little more gentle with my packages and everybody else's too. If you're doing it at my house, then you're doing it somewhere else. Unless like your dog like scared the crap out of him and he's getting back at you.
Yeah, but listen, there's no way he's going to all of a sudden change by a little note or a dog bed you leave by the front door. Like it's not going to change him. If he thinks it's okay, one person telling him, hey, can you be more careful? Is it going to change the way he delivers his packages?
Well, if it doesn't, then you go higher. Then you
getting
say, yo.
Getting fired is a way that he'll think twice about how he
performed. Then he knows where you live.
So what do you think he's going to do? Come at your house? Like what?
I wouldn't doubt it in this day and age. You never know.
You wouldn't get him fired just because you're nervous he knows where you live?
Retaliation. If he knew that I got him fired, I would not.
How is he going to find out it was you?
What if he only does it at my house?
Oh, yeah, right. He just, so he has some Scott Spisano hate.
There might be.
No, this is obviously the way he delivers packages. It's not just your house. That
can't
be.
You can assume that then. I'm never going to get anybody fired on purpose. Unless done me wrong. That's
if you're
going
to post it to
wrong.
Social media, that pretty much is one step closer to getting fired because he might see it. His boss might see it.
Yeah.
So then you would say you wouldn't post it to social.
I guess not. No, I wouldn't.
So you would do anything pretty much. You would just be like, okay, fine.
No, I'd do the passive aggressive dog bed out front.
Yeah, that ain't going to work, Scott.
Yeah, maybe it will. Next time he hits my Ring doorbell and he sees the thing and he puts the package down and smiles and walks away.
You're not going to do anything about it. You're just going to hope he changes the way he delivers packages.
Are you getting him fired? Are you that girl?
That annoys me. Once? Okay, fine. Three times? No, this is his way of delivering packages. Somebody needs to say something to him. and he's talking on the phone.
To him or to people? Like his bosses and stuff. Like, you're going to report the whatever logo's
yeah,
on the truck?
Yeah, I'd report it, because then it's a pain in the ass for me or whoever, because he's breaking. Some of the items are going to break.
Yeah, could
and
be.
Then that homeowner is going to have to go through the pain in the butt part of trying to get it fixed, right? You have to call the company, and then they have to try to believe you, and then you feel like you're lying, but no, really, it wasn't you who broke the item. Like, it's a pain. I don't know.
All right. I you know me. I'm pacifist. I don't do much about anything.
Don't do anything. You'll be like, hey, come on.
Hey, come on.
Like how you raised your kids.
Right.
Hey, come on.
It turned out horrible. I'm so paying for
okay,
it.
Okay. So an official jerker justified now. We're going to walk into the courtroom and you have to decide. Today's a little bit different. Something that happened in my neighborhood. Now, I'm almost like I'm being the rat in this.
You're going to own this? All right.
Well, I'm just going to have to come clean and say, yes, it happened in my neighborhood. And yes, it was my friend.
Okay.
But who is the jerk in this scenario? It's not jerker justified. It's who is the jerk? Who's all being right. the jerk? Is it the parents of the kids? Is it the neighbor who ratted out the kids, or is it the town?
Everything, all the time, 98.9 The Buzz.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk or justified.
Okay.
All right. There's a little bit of controversy in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And you have to decide, not necessarily is this jerk or justified, but who the jerk is.
So it will be jerk. We just have to figure out who it is.
Yeah, which one of these people? The parents of the kids, the neighbor who ratted them out, or the town who made them stop?
What about the kid?
Well, no, I don't want to put the kid out.
Oh.
I know this kid.
Okay. Oh, you don't know the parents? Okay. Cool.
I do know the parents. She's my best friend, but whatever. I feel like it's okay.
Okay. What happened? Tell us the scenario.
Well, this is first call through. If you wanna give us your take on this and be part of the jury, you will win tickets to Del Lago for the ultimate 90s party.
Yes, 818-289-9. 30-day rule, please.
Okay, so in my neighborhood, there is a little pond in the front of the neighborhood. It's cute. It's great. It was more beautiful looking when the builders were still here building it.
Mm-hmm.
The minute they leave, they take their little fountain, and now it kind of is wishy-washy on if it looks pretty or not.
It's very nature. Very nature, huh?
Oh, very, sometimes very green, very overgrown, whatever. Mm. But it is what it is. Okay, so the kids always used to like to fish in the pond, and it was cute. I mean, it was a nice activity that the kids would go and do. Well, now, because it is so overgrown, you can't even really get to the pond to fish. So,
are there fish in it? Do they stock it? Or are they just play fish?
You know, no, they catch things. They throw them back in.
Oh, cool.
I don't think anyone stocked it. I don't know how it works.
How do fish get in a pond that a builder builds unless they stock? I don't know.
Well,
whatever.
It's connected to something. It's connected to another. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Sorry.
I really don't know.
So okay. So there's kids there messing around.
Okay, so, but there hasn't been a lot of kids fishing in it because, again, like I said, it's very overgrown. Okay. So my one friend's son is, I mean, he's a brilliant mind. He's going to be something super successful one of these days.
I know you're qualifying it.
No, he really.
You're hurting his feelings by not hurting his feelings. All right.
No, he really is. Him and his buddy, they're like super smart kids. These kids, we're going to work for these kids someday. And they're very handy. Very, very handy. They build things. They love that construction kind of building things, whatever.
Cool.
So they're out there and they're building a dock.
I love it.
And it's a really good, sturdy dock.
It's legit.
I mean, it's legit. These kids are good. Well, somebody, I don't know, the neighborhood who thinks they're the hero, you know that neighbor, the I just want you to know person. They call the town on these kids.
Ah.
So the town came, made him take down the dock.
Did the town just come in and yank it out, or did they discuss it with people and all that kind of stuff?
The guys were actually very nice, I hear. They were like, hey, you guys, when you're of age, maybe we'll hire you because this is pretty legit. It took like several grown men to take it down because they had it built pretty nice. And they're like, you know, we'll save pieces for you because you worked really hard on this. I mean, the town was really sweet, but the town did take it down.
Yeah.
So now, who is the jerk in this scenario? Is it the parents who allowed their kids to build the dock in the neighborhood pond? Is it the neighbor who ratted them out and complained?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the town for caving to the pressure of the complaining neighbor and forcing the boys to take it down?
So town, neighbor, or parents?
Yeah. 818-2899.
A jerk or justified?
You know when things happen in your neighborhood and you kind of question it, but what do you normally do? What do you typically do? You don't say anything.
Unless it's your neighborhood.
And I am telling you, this is the talk of the neighborhood because these kids are good kids, too. They're really good kids. And not only because their parents, I know their parents very well, but these are super good kids, and they were just being curious. They were using their mind. Instead of getting into trouble, they decided to build a dock on around the pond of the neighborhood. You know, in the front of the neighborhood, there's a pond. They wanted to build a dock because it's becoming overgrown, and the kids can't fish in it. Kids love to fish in the
pond. And it's one of those ponds that's at the entrance to the neighborhood that's, like, built by the developer when they built the housing tract. Right?
Yeah, they make it look all pretty when they're trying to sell their house, the houses. And then once they are finished, they...
Yeah, then it turns into Shrek's swamp.
Right. Very good.
So they built this nice, beautiful, sturdy dock, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And everything was good until...
I mean, it looked very neat, too. It wasn't like some janky thing.
Yeah.
But, and I'm assuming that his dad, who's very handy, had his eye on what was going on. Yeah. You know what I mean? The parents are involved, but not involved.
These boys?
Boys. Two
ages?
Boys. Oh, God. You're putting me on the spot because it's my
early
best
teens.
It's 13, 14,
yeah. Okay.
15.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's somewhere around there. Responsible kids, good kids. Anyhow, so the neighbor, one of the neighbors, because the town came when they were working on it and said, listen, boys, we got to take this down. Mm. So the town destroyed it because a neighbor complained.
Okay, so now instead of jerk or justified, it's who's the jerk. And you have three choices.
Yeah, it's either the parents of the boys, the neighbor who ratted them out, or the town.
All right, calls 818-2899. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Who's the jerk on Jerk or Justified today?
Hi, it's Carter.
Carter's calling.
Okay. Carter, what do you think?
I think it was the neighbor that told the town about a death.
The narc. The narc of a neighbor.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad.
The town's just doing their job.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Because the town, right. Right. Okay, the town's just doing their job.
And in a world where we've got like 12 and 13-year-olds stealing cars and wrecking them, and then you've got kids just building a dock, it's like, leave the kids alone. They're not hurting anybody.
All right.
They're doing something constructive. Yeah.
So you're going to vote for the narc of a neighbor.
The narking neighbor.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
You know, you've heard of narking dogs, barking dogs. These are narking neighbors.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The neighbor who thinks they're the hero, you know, the I just want you to know. I just want you to know person.
Well,
yeah, they're everyone, looking around waiting for everyone to slow clap, but in reality everyone's like, why are you bothering?
Somebody, and everybody knows that person, the person who thinks they're doing God's work, right?
Yeah.
Making change and saving the world.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to try to put myself in that narking neighbor seat, which is kind of yucky, but maybe they're thinking of safety and, you know, they don't want any kids getting hurt and they're like old people. You know?
But that's the responsibility of
the parents then.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like the parents, they know where their kids are. They're.
Who owns the land? The kids that put the dock up?
No.
Okay.
It's probably. Oh my gosh. So who are you saying is the jerk in this then?
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
You're defending the neighbor.
I'm just trying to put myself in the position of
I know. That's okay. Don't be afraid.
Devil's advocate.
Who are you saying
that? I don't know if the neighbor's a jerk. I don't think the parents are that. Well, I think the parents might be the jerk on my because, like, they know what could. Okay, so as a parent, you're like, okay, let's weigh this out, all right? What could go wrong, All right. Well, our boys are good. They're in their teens. They'll have some fun, bum.
Yeah.
But, honey, it's not our property. I know, but it's the neighborhoods, and nobody will complain. Well, yeah, devil's advocate. Somebody could complain. So it's the parents that really
are the
safety valve on this one. Yeah, I give it to the parents.
Hey, kids, stop doing something curious with your mind and go play on your phone or something.
Right,
doom scroll.
Right. So, Carter and Dad, just for that, we got to first call through. Got a pair of tickets. Go to Del Lago, the Vine Showroom at the Del Lago Resort and Casino to go see that 90s, big 90s party on Friday.
That's
so
awesome.
Congrats. Hang the line here, all right?
Okay, so more messages are coming in on social media. That's how you can reach out to us, or you can call us 818-2899. The parents are the jerk. You don't let your kids build a dock on shared land without asking.
He's pretty much
That's it. Not supportive. That's being careless. Okay, so there. Oh, God.
Where are you on this?
Oh, I already said with Carter and Nick. Yeah,
so
the neighbor.
The neighbor's fault. Okay. Hmm.
Even though that's my neighbor, and I hope they're not listening.
Did you call it in?
No. Oh, God, no. It's my best friend's son.
If you didn't know these people, they were like the kids from the street over, you wouldn't.
You know why? Yeah. And here's the thing. In my neighborhood specifically, I live on the west side. And typically west side neighborhoods, we have like the... We're like the lived-in house. You know how some people treat their house like a Pinterest house where it's all pristine and perfect and there's nothing out of place? And then there's the house that you walk into and it's like lived-in?
Mm-hmm.
Our neighborhood is the lived-in neighborhood. If this was an east side neighborhood, there's no way in heck
Why would you categorize us as like prim, pristine Pinterest neighborhoods?
Because I know that neighborhoods on the east side, all the neighbors would complain because was it an eyesore? Not really. It was tucked in a corner where you couldn't really see it, but you can see it. But you know how some east side neighborhoods are. It's like has to be pristine and perfect. My neighborhood, we all loved it. We loved seeing the kids out there doing something constructive.
We thought it was so cool.
Yeah. It's just what you want your kids to be doing, right? You don't want your kids gaming. You don't want your kids doom scrolling. You don't want your kids getting into trouble.
Come back in and read some Huckleberry Finn. Go out and build a dock.
Yeah, that's their passion. Their passion is to construct things. Why not applaud that?
Who's at fault? Spazano, Sandy Heights, jerk or justified? Who's at fault here? It's not whether it's a jerk move, but is it the town, the parents, or the narky neighbor? Hi, the boss. Go ahead.
It is the neighbor.
Ah, there's two for the neighbor. Hey.
You know what? Nobody knows who the neighbor is either. Mm. Everybody's trying to guess who was the narking neighbor, but nobody knows for sure.
Did the town guys say somebody called so we had to come out?
Gosh, you know what? I don't know. We all assume it was a narking neighbor. How does the town gonna even know, though?
Because the town drives around?
Do they really pay attention to that? No, it was probably somebody who complained. But I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
Maybe they have
it's an assumption.
Maybe have the...
You know, I think it's the neighbor that's the nosiest neighbor of the neighborhood who has the town on speed dial because there's nothing better than
Mrs. Kravitz.
See, we all got that neighbor.
All right, neighbor. I hear neighbor, and then...
Someone else just messaged us. The neighbor is a jerk. Come on. You tattled on kids for building something fun.
Whoa.
Next level grumpy.
See, Bill's Mafia, Ken?
No, what did he say?
He says the Karen who ratted them out is the jerk, so I guess that would be the neighbor.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The kids are doing something fun, educational, harmless. There's much worse ways they could spend their time. But the town had a legal obligation because Karen had reported it.
I question why they didn't someone just messaged, and I agree with this. Why don't you just knock on the door and talk to them? Why do you have to call the town? Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. The case is closed.
Yes.
Jerk.
Karen. Karen.
I just wanted you to know, neighbor.
98.9 The Buzz.
Doing God's work, saving the day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on, you? It's 8 o'clock hour on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy on this April 8th.
Snow.
Oh, don't do that. It already hurts.
I know. Look at it. It's flurrying out depending on where you are. Oh, my God. We will see 31, and maybe it's 25 now. We got gusty winds till about 6 o'clock, wind advisory, and there's that. But, you know, you think of snow, and you think of April. You figure, okay, yeah, it's Rochester. But when I think of snow, I always thought of that amazing super tacky, over-the-top Christmas display up at the famous Crescent Beach Hotel.
At Crescent Beach,
yeah.
I mean, Crescent, listen, I'm just going to be honest. I'm self-aware enough to know I'm born and raised on the West Side. You Eastsiders don't come to the West Side because you have everything you need on your side of town, right?
We have that.
I was just going to say, Crescent Beach was the only thing that really brought even Eastsiders to town.
I mean, we got the keg tree at the brew house, but that's about really, you know.
It really unified our town, Crescent Beach. I mean, wow. All around, right?
The latest is it's a hot potato again.
Oh, here we go.
Right?
Is there a hero wearing a cape going to save the day?
Or a Santa outfit? Yeah, supposedly. So the lady that's been in all this big trouble, now they might have a new buyer for the Crescent Beach Hotel property. It's all tied up and like back $500,000 worth of back this and that, and it's going to take quite an investment.
So you're saying may have a buyer, or we do have a buyer?
They're seeking. The Kashani Construction Company is seeking $1.5 million plus interest related to work at the properties. And there is a lien about $500,000 against Crescent Beach for unpaid bills. And if it were to be sold, those debts could be paid depending on the sale price and all that kind of stuff. So they're in on it. And it's not official, but they're looking at it. That's the latest that's sniffing around.
So who is it?
The Kashani Construction Company.
Oh, now, they're showing interest. Strong interest? How is it worded? Are they showing strong interest? Are you guys listening? What's the deal here? What's the percentage that you are going to take it over?
Well, the headline in the DNC says the Crescent Beach restaurant has a potential buyer.
Oh, potential.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Is that good enough? I need to know somebody's going to say, listen, either you save it or kill it. Just
what?
Put it out of its misery.
Just tear it down. Tear it down and just put up some condos?
I say one more stab at it. If the Kashani people are going to buy it, great. Let's do it. And then we're done here. Otherwise, it's insane. It's not like third time's a charm. We're on like what? How many people
now?
150? Like how many people have tried to own this joint?
Isn't it weird that like some places, and I know in wherever you live, there's always that restaurant that, you know, it opens up, it's great, boom, but then it closes. And then it's like, oh, well, now it's something different.
It's just a building.
Yeah, and then it gets redone, and boom, there it is. There's another one. It's back again. Then it closes. Then it's like somebody opens it in another name. It's just like, why doesn't it stick? It's at a great location. Da, 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 da. What happens there? Like, right?
This specifically, Crescent Beach, I can't figure out. The only thing that I can say, the reason why it keeps shutting down, even before it opens, it's freaking possessed. I don't know.
Yeah, it's built over an ancient gravesite or something like that.
And we've talked about them before, and the family has called up and said, hey, listen, it was, you know, great memories you know, whatever.
So what makes it successful? Like right now, if I just moved to Rochester and this was open, it'd be, oh, that's cool. Look, it's right up on the lake. It's got these beautiful views, you know. I wouldn't know about its history, but I'd know that, you know, it's a destination where it's very beautiful at sunset. Right.
Yeah, but I think that the history of it will, if it does get a buyer, if there is someone to come in and say, I'm going to clean it up, I'm going to pour money into this, and they probably do have to pour a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
What is going to make it survive is the history.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's other options on the lake, and you can even go to Canandaigua. You know what I mean?
Well, like, it's kind of a haul, but still, yeah.
But we do. Really, I mean, I'm a West Sider, and I will go to Canandaigua if I want that kind of view. You know what I mean?
What about Hedges? It's on the same shoreline, but it's way over on our side.
What I'm saying is we do have other options now. Back in the day when Crescent Beach was at its peak, did we have as many options? I'm not sure, but that was like the place that, like I said, even the Eastsiders would come to the West Side for.
Yeah, yeah.
But now we have options, so now the only thing that we could really hold on to is the history, because everybody universally wants this to succeed.
Have we aged out of the history part? You go to the oldest bar in Boston because it's history. You weren't part of that. It's not like it's part of your history.
We're about to age out of it if we don't save it right away. And that's why I'm saying you either save it now, because my generation, right? We're the last generation to know of Crescent Beach. Our kids don't. Our kids have no ties to it. So that's a very good point. It needs to resurrect within my generation. Otherwise, just take it down and stop with this. It's toying with our emotions.
Build a couple zillion dollar houses there. And
I can't help it. I can't take it anymore. It's an emotional roller coaster ride.
Get some of your rich friends together and buy it. Fix it up. You can just be, you can stand there with your arms folded and tell them what to do.
Who's rich friends?
You are your rich friends.
I ain't got no rich friends.
I ain't got none.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
There was a time when the presence of a police officer made everyone feel like they needed to be on their best behavior. Mm. And everyone felt a little uneasy, whether you were doing something wrong or not. I mean, chances are you weren't doing anything wrong, but just the presence of a police officer made you like, Right. Okay, when did that change?
Okay, it's 98.9 to Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Make sure you tune in Thursday and Friday to win a chance at a day at the spa with Sandy Waters at the spa, the Del Monte. Got an appointment on the 22nd at 4:30. We're going to be giving away, it's like a Mother's Day thing. It's just great
it
for
is
you
for Mother's
if you're a mom
Day. Yeah.
Or if your mom wants, you know. So get ready to win that, and that will be for April 22nd. So we got the appointment ready to go. We just need some bodies.
Yep, that's right. Okay. It's already booked, ready to go. We just need you to be there. So on Thursday and Friday, we'll give those away.
Yeah, we're going to give the tickets away, so stick around for that.
So make sure mom's available on the 22nd. Okay, so this what I witnessed at I don't really want to call out the place because it's not the place's fault.
No.
But it's a place kind of like a fast food type joint in the city.
Okay.
And typically there's always the manager, the owner is always there. But in this time there was only the two girls were working, younger girls, and they were working.
All right.
Okay. And they were hustling. I mean, there was a lot of people there.
All right. And it wasn't like a franchisee place, like the big three.
No.
Okay.
No. Okay. So the lady behind us in line was kind of mumbling to herself. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention, but I don't know if she was on her earbud or something, or she was just mumbling to herself, whatever. So she goes up, she gives her order, and now I have this same issue too. I'm shorter, so whenever there's a restaurant where you have to talk over the plastic barrier, you know, they have the what
sneeze
is it
guard.
Yep. I feel like you can't hear me and I can't hear you because I'm so short that I kind of lean over it, which is probably gross, and that defeats the purpose of the sneeze guard. But she had the same issue that I did. So she was saying her order, whatever. She picks up her order, and it was wrong. Oh. A woman putting her order together misunderstood her in some way, got the order wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know how bad she botched up the order, but I just know she botched up the order because the customer was livid and let everybody know that she was very upset that her order was messed up. So,
wait, are you being polite here? Are you being like, what happened?
Well, she made it known that her order was messed up. And then somehow that conversation between the customer and the employee escalated to a level where it was like, what is happening? They were screaming. Like, it was intense. It was an intense moment. And the poor girl behind the counter was like, listen, cut me a break. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hustling here.
Yeah.
And the customer, she totally was in the wrong. She was not backing down.
She was just being a bitch about it.
Inches away, though, was a police officer.
Oh, and he didn't do anything?
No.
What's up with that?
Well, what can you do? And I don't know, the officer did say something, but I couldn't hear what the officer said. It was my husband and I were here. Mm. We're both like, oh my God, I don't know.
What's going on?
But what can the officer do? Like, point, and when did this happen, where the officer can't even make a threat? I'm sure the officer said, hey, tone it down.
Yeah, that's their job to keep the peace, right?
The peace was not kept. I don't know. It was like unheard of to get an argument to escalate to that level, and you know there's someone of authority in that room.
So he let the threshold go a little further than you were comfortable with? He's probably seen it. He's like 20 times a day and finally gets to the point where he's like, okay, stop.
It was amazing, though, that this woman, this customer, it's your order. Like, yeah. Relax. It's okay.
Right,
it's
right.
Food. You're not going to, yeah. You know, whatever. They'll make it again.
You didn't run over my dog, okay? Right.
You're going to survive, okay? Why are we getting that heated? And I don't even, I don't know if I misheard her or if I heard her right, but she was like, you know, as long as I don't get my hands on her, or somebody was like saying
threats.
You can't do anything to me as long as I don't get my hands on her, or something like that. Like almost.
To the cop?
Yes. Uh-huh, almost yeah. Like just, I don't know. It was
so
wild.
Your whole point here is that a fuss happened, and how dare, I mean, you act up in front of someone of authority like that.
I just can't, like, it's still.
Who would have the guts to do that?
Yeah. And I was like, even when I drive, if a police officer is in front of me, behind me, on the side of me, drive past me, I still am like, oh my God, I feel like I'm guilty. I didn't do anything wrong. But I still get that feeling, and it's so fascinating.
Maybe it's a generational thing that, you know, when we see people of authority, we shape up, right? Just naturally, because there's a respect thing that was instilled in us. Like, I get all weird around priests.
Oh, yes. Priest is another one.
Oh, hello, Father. Good to see you. I'm the nicest person ever. Don't need to come to confession this week. Everything's fine.
Teachers. I still get that way with teachers.
Yeah, because you got respect.
You know, teachers are like our best friend. I still, like, some of my neighbors who are teachers, uh-huh. I feel like I'm in trouble. I'm like on my best behavior. I don't swear in conversations because, you know, the teacher's there. Well, like when I drop a bomb that I didn't
really,
intentionally do, I'm like, oh, wait, that's just my neighbor. That's just my friend.
You're going to sit in the corner, going to put you out in the hall.
Little old ladies, I change my, I'm a goody-goody.
Little old ladies. At some point, some little old ladies are the most foul-mouthed trucker biker chicks you can ever meet, right?
That is true, okay. But I feel like I need to be ultra-respectful around a little lady.
And they
lady.
Look like such sweet little innocent little Grammys.
Yeah.
Grammys. Nah.
Yep.
I don't stiffen up around that.
No?
Cops, not as much, but not that I disrespect at all. I just know they're not looking for me. They're not doing, I mean, they're not out to get me. So I'm
you
like,
don't feel a little uneasy when you're driving and you see a cop?
Well, if I see a cop, like I was driving, I was going 62 yesterday on the expressway, and I see Monroe County Sheriff cop go by me, SUV in the far left lane. I'm like, oh, there's a cop. I'm like, oh, I'm going 62. I kind of like let my foot off the brake for a second.
Right?
Yeah, it's just natural.
I don't know. It was just an insane scene where I was like,
how'd your order turn out?
Fine.
Okay.
I don't know. I had a little extra entertainment.
98.9 The Buzz.
This is Spisano and Sandy, living proof that we can actually make you say, well, that's 5 minutes. I'll never get back. I had a story yesterday. I picked up my kids.
Did you just make? What noise was that? You just... What happened in your throat?
Snoring out loud. So I picked up Jill and the kids from the airport yesterday. So my wife and Ellie, my daughter, went to visit Nani and Poppy down in Florida, and she brought my two nieces. They're like, you know, early teens. And so they spent 6 days down there, so all four of them came back yesterday. And so Julie, my sister-in-law, and I are going back and forth like, you going there? What time are they leaving? Who's going to pick you up? And I said, I've got it. I want to see Ellie and Jill, and I'll pick everybody up. And I'll bring them back over to your house. And then from there, I will just go back home. Right? So I'm going to deliver the nieces and their suitcases. You know, it's the least we could do for, you know, whatever. Just being nice. Are you sure? And then this was my text. So I've called her up. I'm like, hey. And this was like right around this time yesterday. I'm like, Julie, it's okay. I'm going to be over that side anyway. The airport's right there. Boom, yeah, you pick them up. And it was like right around rush hour. So I'm like, I didn't know when she got out of work. If she was working, I didn't even ask. I'm like, I got it. Unless you want to be there, you know, to welcome them. And she said, I'll be there anyways. Okay. So I get to the airport yesterday. I'm waiting in the cell phone lot. Remember the days where you used to park and go in and wait for them at the gate?
I know. Days are done.
Now it's like, God, text me when you get outside. Yeah, tell me what pole you're by.
Yeah, and you can't even just park your car there because the police officer will be like, move it, go around. Take a loop.
Yeah, right.
Come back around.
Right. So that's awkward. So I'm pulling up to pole 5. And I'm pulling up and I see this gal and two kids walking across the street. And I'm like, wow, that kind of looks like my sister-in-law and that's my nieces. And wait, where are they going? Wait, there's Julie. I thought I was bringing everybody back. And I'm like, where's Jill and Ellie? I look over, they're pole five. And then they get in the car. Hi. I'm like, what just happened?
Oh, you thought you were picking up everybody.
I was picking up everybody, yeah. Which is fine, but still.
When you were telling that story, I don't know how many other people were listening to it thinking, no way, your sister-in-law is going to want to be there to pick up her own kids. Because you feel like a bad parent if you're not there picking up your kid from the airport, especially when your kid is young teenager. The mommy guilt probably ate away at her.
Yeah, you think so? It took all day, and then she decided to pop out there. But it makes absolutely sense. Like, practically, logically,
I think
it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I got him. I'm coming your way anyway.
But it sounds bad. It looks bad. Like, you're a kid. You were away from your parents for a week. You get off at the airport, and mom's not there? Like, I think dad actually gets a pass. Dad gets a pass. Mom doesn't. There's a lot of scenarios where dad will get a pass and mom doesn't.
Yeah.
And this is one of them.
Think so.
Oh, I think I am struggling with that right now. 818-2899, what you feel about this. But my older daughter is coming home from a work trip tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
She's 20 now.
Yeah.
And I drove her to the airport early the other morning, mm-hmm. and I'm supposed to pick her up. She's all excited. Okay, mom, you're going to be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I totally forgot that I committed to doing something in Brockport, SUNY Brockport.
Oh, so you can't pick her up?
But I'm like, do I show up late? Like, it's an event at 4, but the dinner's at 5:30. Her plane arrives at 4:15. Like, I'm cutting it close. I could have my dad, but then it looks like... And, you know, it would not be a big deal. Really, I know, on paper, who cares who picks her up, right? But in my mind, I think, oh, my God, if I have my dad do it, that's going to look really bad. Like, mom wasn't here for me to pick me up because she's doing something at Brockport. Does that really matter? Is that more important than me? This is how I rationalize it in my head. So, like, do I have to cancel my plans, but I already committed?
See, it's funny how your brain works and our brains work. It's like, we're like, yeah, it's, well, I'm going to drive by their house anyway, so I'll grab it. You know,
okay, don't save on
the gasoline. And
what if Julie said, I got it, Scott. I'll pick everybody up. Would you let her pick up Ellie?
No, because I wanted to pick her up.
Yeah, see?
I should have just said, and I did, I qualified. I'm like, I said, if you want to, you know, you want to be there when they get off the plane.
See?
I
Why do we
that?
Do that, though?
Just
Let's
tell
think
me.
About
it.
Let's
care.
Break this down. Does it matter that 5 minutes? You're going to see them 5 minutes later when they arrive at home. Does it matter if it's at the airport or at home? It really doesn't. But for some reason.
Yeah, I think the movies made us do that, like movies and TV.
Oh, is that what it is?
The airport arrival, the greeting, the signs,
yeah.
The flowers, the teddy bears, and they get kind of squashed us from doing that anymore because of the cell phone lot.
Are you going to bring flowers? My husband always showed up with flowers whenever we got back from a trip anywhere.
Yeah, but that was all old school. I mean,
no, he still does.
Oh, he
to
does?
This day.
He
yeah,
does?
Like if he were to go pick up Leah, he would bring her flowers in Taco Bell because she always wants Taco Bell. But anyhow, yeah, he's so great like that. Mom shows up empty-handed. I'm not buying anything.
I don't know. You know,
yeah,
again,
you got to.
It depends on the often. I mean, if your daughter's flying every couple of weeks, that's no big deal. Once.
Oh, wait, I said you got to. You already did. You already dropped the ball. Yeah, you should have had something for Ellie. You should have had flowers. They were away for a week.
No, your guilt trip isn't working. No, I
flowers
took them
for your wife.
I took him to dinner afterwards.
Nah, it doesn't mean
my
anything.
My wife bought a Southwest airplane maintenance kit for Ellie as a present.
Next time. Buy your wife flowers.
No, I want a souvenir from Anna Maria Island. Have I gotten it yet? No.
It's not all about you sometimes, you know?
No.
Nothing.
I got nothing. It's pounding downtown right now. It's like, starting to cover up, you know, some of the colder areas on the pavement. I don't think it's going to cause any slippery travel, but maybe on the side roads. I don't know, man. Come on. I'm done with this.
We're done. Does it April? Really? Okay, that's fine.
It snowed in June, hasn't it? May, June?
May. I'll give you May. I remember going to my sister's college graduation at SUNY Brockport.
Uh-huh.
This was years ago, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And it was snowing.
Yeah?
But I don't know about June.
Swanee Brockport.
No way.
Okay, maybe not. It's all a blur. That's why spring is just like a mangled mesh of like oppositely weird weather, whatever. So, okay, but just watch it today. We're going to get gusts, and tomorrow possible flurries early. Then it'll get up to 41 degrees with partly cloudy skies tomorrow, okay? All right, Commercial Free 98 is on the way on The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.